The Glove Maker by Anne Weisgarber, read by Lorelei King. Samuel Tyler was 14 days past due. He always came home when he said he would. Trouble of some sort, I figured, had gotten in his way. His wagon might have broken down, or one of his mules could have taken sick, or maybe one went lame. I'd known Samuel since I was 11 and he was 12. I was 40 now. Him and me were stepbrothers. If he were in some kind of trouble, he'd expect me to look for him, like I'd expect him to do for me. Me and a neighbor, Carson Miller, packed our saddlebags and bedrolls and went looking for Samuel. Carson and I were the only men in Junction, Utah Territory who didn't have wives and children. It wouldn't matter much if we weren't home for Christmas. We rode through the wastelands, then pointed our horses south, the direction Samuel would be coming from. We rode hunched in our coats against the cold. Climbing up into the mountains, we read the trail for signs of Samuel's wagon and mules. Nothing. The second day on the trail, the air thinned. Carson and I were high in the mountains a good ways from our home in Utah's deep canyon country. Snow 4 or 5 inches deep covered the trail. I was glad for Carson's company. He was a dark-haired man, not yet 20. His eyesight was sharp, and young as he was, he kept his thoughts mostly to himself. From time to time, we got off our horses, brushed the snow aside with our hands, and looked for tracks. Still nothing. We were 3 days out from Junction when we rounded a bend. We held up our horses quick. Up ahead, a rock slide had taken out the trail. The slide was at a tight spot on the side of a cliff. Carson and I sat on our horses and looked at the mound of broken rocks. A boulder the size of a barn teetered on the edge of the mound. A spill of rocks, dirt, and spindly trees went over the side and into the ravine far below. Above us, three ravens, their black wings spread wide, dipped and soared on streams of air. The rock slide gave me a bad feeling. They always did. I took them as a reminder from God that everything, even boulders, could find themselves in places they hadn't expected. Looking at the rock slide, Carson said, "Bet it made a ruckus when it all came down." "Likely," I said. "A man would hear it a good ways off. There's snow between some of the broken rocks, but the sky's been clear the past week." "No telling when the slide happened. Not exactly. Or when it last snowed here."
"That's so."
I got off my horse, Bob, and walked closer to the rock slide. A man might hear this mighty pile of rocks come down, but it would be too late to do anything about it. Especially a man driving a wagon, like Samuel would be.